Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Terim Mezeches Vachim, Daf Ein Off, the 8th Parak, Koz Vachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the 8th Parak begins. Koz Vachim Shinis Arvu B'chatos Amesos. All carbons which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die. For example, its owner died. Or with Shor Niska, a cow condemned to stoning, which are Asbahana. Afil Achaz Baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 carbonas, Yimusukulan, they are all left to die. If a carbon became mixed with an animal permitted in benefit, but disqualified as a carbon, such as if an avera was performed with it, meaning shehemis is ha'adam al pi edachad, it killed a person according to one person's testimony, or al pi habalim, or according to its owner's testimony, both testimonies are insufficient to kill the animal, but disqualified as a carbon, or an animal which had relations with a person, but muksav ne'avad, or an animal designated for idolatrous service, or one which was worshipped, or an animal used for its owner's payment or exchange for a dog, climb, a crossbreed, a trefa, or an animal born by cesarean section, Yiru and Shista Avu. They are all left to graze until they develop a move, Yimakru, and are sold. Yavi Beneha Yafin Shba and Ma'usa Amin. And with the value of the most expensive among them, he should bring the same type of carbon. Point number two, the Mishnah continues. If carbonas became mixed with unblemished chulin animals, the chulin animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon. Kachim b'kachim min b'mino, if carbonas became mixed with other carbonas of the same type, ze yikra v'shem mishuhu v'ze yikra v'shem mishuhu, each should be sacrificed for the sake of whoever is a true owner. If carbonas became mixed with carbonas of a different type and cannot be sacrificed because their blood matanas are different, for example, a shlami became mixed with a chatas, they are left to graze until they develop a mum, and since we don't know which carbon type was the most expensive one, he must bring another of each type of carbon with the more expensive animal's value, v'yapsida mosim abeso, and lose the difference from his own funds. If carbonas became mixed with a bechor or miser, which cannot be redeemed, they are left to graze and develop a mum, and all these animals are eaten with the restrictions of Bechor and Meiser Kabanas, meaning they cannot be shechted or sold publicly in a degrading way. And point number three, the Gemara asks that a Mishnah in Truma already taught this law. Ko asurin l'gabi mizbech osim v'koshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbeach prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount, meaning they're never nullified. For example, a Roveah or Nirba. Rav Shimi answers that the Mishnah in Temura only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited l'gvoa for the Mikdash's use as karbanas, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group lehedyot for common use. On the other hand, our Mishnah only teaches that animals forbidden in benefit are never nullified. And the Mishnah in Temura adds that even those permitted in benefit, which is a more lenient prohibition, are not nullified. Although our Mishnah also discusses animals permitted in benefit, it does not state that it would never be nullified in a greater amount. Still, our Mishnah's ruling about permitted animals is necessary to teach Takanta, its remedy that they should graze until they can be redeemed. So once again, the three points are, number one, the 8th parak begins. Koz vach mishinis arvu b'chatos amesos. All karbanos which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die, for example, its owner died, or with a shor niskal, a cow condemned to stoning, which are asbahana, afil achaz baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 karbanos, yimusukulan, they are all left to die. If a carbon became mixed with an animal permitted in benefit, but disqualified as a carbon, such as if an avera was performed with it, meaning shehemis is ha'adam al pi edachad, it killed a person according to one person's testimony, or al pi habalim, or according to its owner's testimony. Both testimonies are insufficient to kill the animal, but disqualified as a carbon, or an animal which had relations with a person, but muksav ne'avad, or an animal designated for idolatrous service, or one which was worshipped, or an animal used for its owner's payment or exchange for a dog, climb, a crossbreed, a trefa, or an animal born by cesarean section, Yiru and Shista Avu. They are all left to graze until they develop a move, Yimakru, and are sold. Yavi Beneha Yafin Shba and Ma'usa Amin. And with the value of the most expensive among them, he should bring the same type of carbon. Point number two, the Mishnah continues. If carbonas became mixed with unblemished chulin animals, the chulin animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon. Kachim b'kachim min b'mino, if carbonas became mixed with other carbonas of the same type, ze yikra v'shem mishuhu v'ze yikra v'shem mishuhu, each should be sacrificed for the sake of whoever is a true owner. If carbonas became mixed with carbonas of a different type and cannot be sacrificed because their blood matanas are different, for example, a shlami became mixed with a chatas, they are left to graze until they develop a mum, and since we don't know which carbon type was the most expensive one, he must bring another of each type of carbon with the more expensive animal's value, v'yapsida mosim Mosim Abeso and lose the difference from his own funds. If Karbonos became mixed with a Bechor or Miser, which cannot be redeemed, they are left to graze and develop a Mum, and all these animals are eaten with the restrictions of Bechor and Miser Karbonos, meaning they cannot be shechted or sold publicly in a degrading way. And point number three, the Gemara asks that a Mishnah in Truma already taught this law. Ko asurin legabi mizbech osim mekoshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbeach prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount, meaning they're never nullified. For example, a Roveo or Nirba. Rav Shimi answers that the Mishnah in Temura only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited L'Gvoa for the Mikdash's use as Karbanos, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group L'Hedyot for common use. On the other hand, our Mishnah only teaches that animals forbidden in benefit are never nullified, and the Mishnah in Temura adds that even those permitted in benefit, which is a more lenient prohibition, are not nullified. Although our Mishnah also discusses animals permitted in benefit, it does not state that it would never be nullified in a greater amount. Still, our Mishnah's ruling about permitted animals is necessary to teach Takanta, its remedy that they should graze until they can be redeemed. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ayin Aleph is a donkey going ee-aw, ee-aw. So here goes. The donkey cried ee-aw when he saw his goat friend, the Chatas Shemesu Ba'alel, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chulin cows, who got a Kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two Mishnayos were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified. Once again, slow motion. The donkey cried, ee-aw. Donkey crying, ee-aw. That must be more daf, Ayin Aleph. The donkey cried, ee-aw, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, which reminds us. The eighth parak begins, Kol Zvachim Shinis Arvu B'Chatos HaMesos. All karbanos which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die, for example, his owner died, or Shor Niskal, a cow condemned to stoning, which are forbidden in benefit. Afil Achaz Baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 karbanos, Yemusu Kulan, they were all left to die. So the donkey cried, ee-aw, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatas Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chulin cows, who got a Kachin cow mixed in with them, would not be killed, but sold for karbanas, which reminds us, the mission continues, if karbanas became mixed with unblemished Chulin animals, the Chulin animals are sold to those requiring the same type of karban. So the donkey cried, ee-aw, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alel, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chulin cows, who got a Kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two Mishnayos were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that a Mishnah in Temura already taught this law, Kol Asurin Legabi Mizbech Ois Mekoshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbech prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount and are never nullified, for example, a Roveah or a Nirba. Rav Shimi answers the Mishnah in Temura only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited L'Gvoa for the Mikdash's use as Karbanos, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group L'Hedyot for common use. So once again, the donkey cried, ee-aw, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chulin cows, who got a Kachin cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two Mishnayos were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara, Daf Samach Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The Kohen barbecue and barbecuing, that must be more in Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The Kohen barbecuing the Osa Oaf that was brought as a Chatas and had become a Chatas with the cutting of one Semen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua said that an Osa Oaf whose Malika was performed entirely like a Chatas is no longer subject to Me'ila. Rav Adabarav explains his reason, Kevin Shemalkba Semen Echot, as soon as he performed Malika on one pipe, Nimsheches Venasis Chatas Oaf, it's drawn and made into a bird Chatas. So the Kohen barbecuing the Osa Oaf that was brought as a Chatas and had become a Chatas with the cutting of one Semen tried to cheer up the Kohen who messed up the bird offerings of two poor women who gave birth by bringing one above and one below, which reminds us, the Gemara initially understands Rav Adabar Ava to mean that an Osa Oaf brought as a Chatas even fulfills his Chatas Oaf obligation. This is challenged from Mishnah and Kinim about two poor women who gave birth, obligating each an olza of and chatas of. Each had brought one of her karbanos so that one, Leah, still owed an ola, and the other, Rachel, a chatas, and they jointly brought a pair of birds for the remaining obligation. The challenge comes when the Kohen mistakenly brought one lamala and one lamata. Both are invalid. Shani Oimer, chatas karva lamala, well, ol karva lamata, because I say that perhaps the chatas was brought above and the ola was brought below, rendering both. Puzzle. So the Kohen barbecuing the olza of that was brought as a chatas and to become a chatas with the cunning of one simon, try to cheer up the Kohen who messed up the bird offerings of two poor women who gave birth by bringing one above and one below, and a Kohen who bungled up the offerings of a woman who pledged a pair of bird olos if she had a boy, which resulted in her having to bring seven birds to replace a single invalidated ola. Which reminds us, a Mishnah in Kinim states, a woman who pledged to bring a pair of birds as olos if she gives birth to a boy owes one pair for her neder, two olos, and one for her obligation, an ola and a chatas. Thus, three must be brought lamala and one lamata. If the Kohen brought two lamala and two lamata, then one ola was invalid and she must bring one more, assuming all the birds were the same species. The Mishnah's case continues to grow in complexity until she must bring as many as seven birds to replace the single invalidated ola. Daf Samech Hes, so the simmer Daf Samech Hes is schach. So here goes. In the sukkah with the ozo brought as a chatas decoration hanging from the schach, schach, that must be on daf samaches. In the sukkah with the ozo of brought as a chatas decoration hanging from the schach with a note in its mouth that it only transforms into a chatas for me'ila, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yeshua only holds an ozo of transforms into a chatas regarding me'ila, not that it actually transforms into a chatas to fulfill one's obligation. So in the sukkah with the olza of brought as a chatas decoration, hanging from the schach with a note in its mouth, that it only transforms into a chatas for me'ila, the children were distracted looking at the poster of improper killings of birds that are not metame in the base of Belial, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if psui perform melika, it's invalid, but the bird is not metame bebase of Belial, through the throat, by being eaten, because it's not considered an avela. The same applies if the Kohen performs melika with his left hand, or at night. Also, if one shechted chulin inside the Azorah, or catching birds outside the Azorah, they are not metame in the base of Belial. So, in the sukkah with the olza of brought as a chatas decoration, hanging from the schach with a note in its mouth, that it only transforms into a chatas for me'ila, the children were distracted looking at the poster of improper killings of birds that are not metame in the base of Belial. While their non-Kohen father taught that it's a machlokas, if a zar did malika, whether the bird is metame as a nevela in his base of Belial. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas, if malika by a zar is metame, but base of Belial. Daf Samech Tes, so the simmer Daf Samech Tes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The chimney sweeps, that must be more on Daf Samech Tes, soot. The chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words metame bebeis ablia that someone had mistakenly written on the sign from the malika done at night in the mikdash, which reminds us, a brisa darshens about an invalid malika, for example, one done at night, that the bird is still not metame bebeis ablia. The pasuk about tumas nevela mentions trefa, which is extra, comparing the tuma of nevela with a trefa. Ma trefa she'ema teres es ha'isser, just as becoming a trefa does not permit any prohibition, af kol she'ema teres es ha'isser, so too a bird is matame as a nevela only when its killing does not permit any prohibition. Since an invalid malika permits the bird to be left on the mizbeach, if it's placed there, it's not matame bebeis ablia. So the chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words metame bebeis ablia that someone had mistakenly written on the sign for the malika done at night in the mikdash and the sign for the shechita of chulun birds in the mikdash, which reminds us, another brisa darshens this superfluous word treif in the pasuk about tumas nevela to teach ma treifa shaba bifnin kebachutz, just as treifa is the same inside the mikdash and outside it, meaning both are forbidden to eat. So too birds become nevela wherever their nevela status for this method of killing is the same inside as outside. This excludes the shechita of chulun birds inside the mikdash, since the shechita outside the mikdash certainly removes their tuma, even if the bird is discovered a treva, because this brisa follows Rabbi Meir's opinion, it also cannot be a nevela when shechted inside. So the chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words metame bebeis ablia that someone had mistakenly written on the sign for the malika done at night in the mikdash and the sign for the shechita of chulun birds in the mikdash was distracted by the rav making a kal vachomer to say that if malika was performed and the bird was found to be a treifa, it would not be metame bebeis abria, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Malk venimsas trefa, if one performed malika and the bird was found to be a trefa, Ramir says it is not metame bebeis abria, but Rabbi Yehuda says it is. Daf Ein. So the Simur Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more a Daf Ein. The eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them, which reminds us we learned that the prohibitions of Nevela and Trefa take effect on chalev. The Torah needed to write both Nevela and Trefa because if the Torah had only written that Nevela takes effect on chalev, one might think that's Mishum de Matanya because it's Matame and therefore stringent. But the Trefa prohibition, which is not Matame, would not take effect on chalev. Had the Torah only written Trefa takes effect on chalev, one might think that it's Mishum de Isur Mechayim because its prohibition applies even while the animal is alive, but Nevela does not. Therefore, the Torah wrote that both take effect on Chalev. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of Chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor, which reminds us Rabbi Meir taught that Malika even prevents Tumah of a bird which is a Trefa. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Meir only considered them Tahor if they were Tamimin, they were unblemished, but regarding Bali Mumin, he agrees that they are Matame as Nevela. Rabbi Lazar disagrees and says Rabbi Meir would even consider Bali Mumin Tahor when killed with Malika. Rabbi Ivi said that Rabbi Lazar went further and said that even regarding Albazi Matarna Golim, geese and chickens, which are not valid species for Karbanis at all, Rabbi Meir would still rule them Tahor when killed with Malika. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor and had a fun Egla Rufa toy that kids in the waiting room could do a Rifa on that mooed Tahor, which reminds us we learned that an Egla Rufa is Tahor when killed through a Rifa. Alright, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff did you discuss what happened in the case of the woman who pledged to bring bird olives if she gave birth to a boy along with her Yoledes Karbanos? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff did we learn that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn why we needed the Mishnah here in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Temura to teach us about prohibited animals not becoming nullified? That's on Daf Ayin Alef. Good. Number 4. Which stuff brings the sources for when invalid Malika of Kachim and Chulin are Matame, basically, for example, being done at night in the Meitash? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do Machokas of being Mavdil Achatas Oof invalidates it? That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Yeshua's reason that an Olas Oof Bratas Achatas becomes Achatas Oof as soon as the Kohen performed Malika on one pipe? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do when the karbanos become mixed with unblemished chulin animals, the chulin animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon? That's on Daf Ayin Alef. Good. Number 8. Which stuff brings a malchokas of Malika by a czar is matame bebeis abria? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do that all karbanos which become mixed with chatos amesos are left to die? That's on Daf Ayin Alef. Great. And number 10. Which daf do Malkokas of an Olas Ha'Of with Malika performed like a Chatas Ha'Of removes Me'ila? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.